Walmart, the world's largest retailer of everything from groceries to gardening supplies, is offering its 1.4 million employees a college education. It's partnered with American Public University to provide online courses toward a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. It's a deal that education experts say is worth watching. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, it's Walmart employees who will determine whether this partnership succeeds.
Every night at 9 p.m., James Boskell sits at his dining room table with his laptop to work on his college degree.
I'm trying to remember. We go to apus.edu, and I'll sign in.
Tonight, he's cleared away the cats, the markers, and pieces of construction paper usually left over from one of his kids' school projects, and logged on to a couple of online courses.
The first one is Foundations of Online Learning and then Proficiency in Writing. I'll be writing a paper probably either later this evening or tomorrow.
Boskell, 36, is a zone merchandise supervisor at Walmart in Elton, Maryland. He dropped out of college 14 years ago and bounced around before taking a part-time job pushing carts and selling shoes at Walmart. So last June, when the company announced it was going to help employees sign up for college, Boskell was one of the first to jump at the chance.
In the back of my head, it's always been there, like, what if you finished school, or why didn't you finish school? And honestly, this is something to better myself.
Walmart isn't sure how many of its employees are as motivated as Boskell, but when it surveyed 32,000 workers, from store managers to cashiers, 70% liked the idea of taking college courses online, especially if it led to a four-year degree.
We were really blown away by that statistic. We did not expect there to be as much acceptance with such a large population as we saw in those survey results.
Alicia Ledley Brew is Walmart's Director for Lifelong Learning.
Following up on that survey, we kept hearing again and again people saying, I've tried going back to school, and it's just very hard for me to make my schedule work with my family and my work life.
Bruce says this feedback supported an idea that she and other top executives at Walmart had been pushing, the need to partner with an accredited, affordable online university that offered working adults a chance to further their education. After looking at 81 schools, Walmart picked American Public University, a for-profit school based in Charleston, West Virginia, best known for its work with the U.S. military. For Walmart, it was a marriage made in heaven. But for Wally Boston, president and CEO of American Public University, initially there were concerns.
We did not want to put ourselves in a situation where our reputation for quality was damaged.
Boston was afraid that potentially doubling APU's enrollment might stretch its services and instructors beyond their capabilities, especially because Walmart employees tend to be older adults juggling work and family.
An adult population is actually considered a high risk, and the reason is there are so many distractions. You can have debt issues and managing your budget, and those problems in life can exacerbate someone's ability to complete an academic degree, and many times leads to students dropping out.
Walmart's Alicia Ledley Brew says the company is putting $50 million into this project over the next 3 years to make sure it succeeds. But almost all of that money is to help employees with tuition, not prepare them for college-level work.
Is it appropriate that some of that money be spent on remediation? Should we be helping people get ready to go to college?
So far, only 400 Walmart employees have signed up. The company wants to roll the project out slowly. As for James Boskell...
Good morning, everybody. Could I have the Hardline and Metroflex department managers to...
It's 8:30 a.m., and Boskell is well into his morning routine, meeting with other managers and helping out at the cash register. He's efficient, likable, and moving up in the company. A bachelor's degree from American Public University will be icing on the cake. His real education, he says, has been here on the job. In fact, APU is giving Boskell credits for the 14 years he's worked at Walmart.
You know, I don't expect to get 80% of my degree on experience credits, but the time that I've put in here is valued, and that meant a lot to me.
Boskell expects to graduate with a degree in retail management in 2012. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.